bumming with Bob. Let's have a few brews. We'll have some fun with the bum wine crew. So kick your feet up and grab you a beer. 'Cause damn, man, I'm glad that you're here.
Ahoy, mateys, and welcome to an all-new edition of Bumming with Bobcat on Premier Podcast Network. And you can see this glorious video version on the Bum Wine Bob YouTube channel. So make sure you smash that subscribe button and give us a follow there. And you might get your own booty. You never know. But joining us this week, if you haven't noticed by now what we're covering and what we have in our buried treasure over here, we are going to be diving into, once again, the pirate water. So joining us this week is the first mate of the ship, and that is Roadhouse is here with us. Roadhouse, man, how you doing?
Doing real good.
He's sitting the bricks over there. He's in his virtual. He couldn't make it on the. I guess. Are you in like the bowels of the ship? I guess down there.
I could be just offshore, ready to ship off or get shanghaied. One of the two.
Yeah. So we'll see. We'll see where this takes us. Where the ship goes. We're setting sail today.
Setting sail.
And we are welcoming a special guest to the show as well. We had his counterpart with us the first time we cracked open the pirate water, when we had Pete from the Grocery Gamblers podcast on the show. But this time around, we are welcoming Carlin to the podcast. So Carlin, man, how you doing?
Yo ho ho, I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Doing good, even though I gotta move this, my head is starting to hurt, and I didn't even start really drinking yet, so, ooh, man, that's, whew, okay, yeah, I don't know how people do that. I mean, I guess if you didn't have an eye there, it makes a lot more sense, but either way.
So do you believe in the theory that pirates were just known for losing their eye, and that's why they were known for wearing eye patches, or there's like another theory that they would wear them so that they could keep their dark vision for going like under, like inside the ship when they needed to, when there's no lights. Do you guys, have you heard of that?
I never heard that before, but I guess I kind of could see that.
I mean, it sounds like bullshit, honestly.
I mean, I could understand that, but because like, why would you really want to wear this over your eye for any amount of time? I mean, I had it on literally for 2.5 minutes and my eyes were starting to hurt. So anybody who would want to wear that for any duration of time voluntarily, I'd be like, why? So if you had no eye there, I totally get it. Makes a lot more sense then, but maybe it is. I mean, I can definitely see a lot more. I mean, I got a lot of bright lights around here. So now my head hurts. And now we got to start drinking.
Before we start, you know, the best part about being a pirate is the first time you lose your hand, you're hooked.
Oh,
yo ho ho.
Yes, it is time to drink.
It is time to drink. And we are taking another sail on the SS Bum Wine as we are cracking open another variety of the pirate water, because as you can see, what I have on here today, I got all this beautiful pirate water swag that was sent to me finally after months and months of waiting. Got a sweatshirt, an eye patch, bandana. But I think before we dive too deep into this box of goodies, I think we will get our pirate water on and crack open some. So what, Carlin, let's start with you. What variety or varieties of pirate water did you bring with you today?
So I got a couple to choose from. What they had at my local BevMo was the Miami Vice flavor and Sex on the Beach.
Okay.
Did you guys review those last time, or it sounded like you had a couple other flavors, Bob?
We did. We, I think I had the Miami Vice. I think that's the one. I think that's what we did with Pete. I think we had the Miami Vice with Pete and Roadhouse and myself. And I had, I think, the Sex on the Beach when I had Hunter from Wingman of the Year on the podcast over the summer too. So I think I've had those ones before, but I don't know. I don't remember. I mean, honestly, I was going to say, honestly, if I look into the bag, because I brought down the two I haven't had yet. And if I look at those, but one digging those at Roadhouse, which one did you bring along with you today?
Margarita.
Oh, margarita. All right. So I think here, I have a margarita.
Yeah.
And digging in here. Oh, the Bahama Mama. So those are the two I haven't. Like
good.
Yeah, so those are the two I haven't had yet. But I think, I mean, Colin, which one were you? Which one was really drawing you to it?
I feel like I gotta go for the Miami Vice.
Miami Vice, yeah. I
think this one, it the description is strawberry, pineapple, coconut, the South. I don't know. There's a lot going on. Yeah.
I think from what I remember, I think that one was pretty good. So Roadhouse has the margarita. So I think I'm gonna keep us all separate here, and I think I'm gonna go with the Bahama Mama. That one sounds very enticing here, so let's crack these bad boys open. See what we get. There it is. Cheers. As Roadhouse fades into the brick, kind of like the Homer Simpson coming out of the bushes.
Which just I think how I remembered it last summer.
Bahama Mama, baby. Bahama Mama. So, Carlin, what do you think? What's your first thoughts on the pirate water?
It's definitely got a stronger flavor than I was expecting, given it's called water, pirate water.
Yeah. It's nowhere near any type of water here, especially at 10%.
Yeah. I mean, it tastes like a slightly watered down soda, like a soda with the ice melted down a bit.
Yeah.
With booze, obviously. Yeah. No, it's got kind of a nasty aftertaste. Like, it's fine right when it hits, but it doesn't finish well.
Oh, no.
Yep. It's kind of a little too sweet.
Yeah. Yeah. Roadhouse, what do you think of that margarita there? That's like the most basic flavor, I guess.
All right. So I've already had plenty of these over the course of the last year. The best way to drink any of these is over ice. Yeah. I mean, either blend it or over ice. Just straight out of the can, to me, it's garbage water. I don't like it. I'm doing it strictly for science in the pod.
That's it. Science here. That's what we do. That's what we do. Yeah. You have to do the due diligence. And see, if you don't try it, you never know. Yeah, that's the thing. When they,
like you said, it's too sweet. It's just too sweet, and that follow afterwards, to me, just ain't cutting it. And I don't give bad reviews on booze.
Because you love your Four Loko, and that's in the, and the Pirate Water's like the little brother to the Four Loko.
Yeah,
I mean they're both made by the same company. This is 10%. You know, our favorite locos are at 13.9. So it's on that little lower level.
Yeah.
And I have to be honest, I have to say that the Bahama Mama isn't that bad. It's drinkable. It does give you that little bit of an interesting aftertaste with it. But besides that, it is something I could drink.
Yeah.
In a sitting. And this is another one of those that we always say, it's you have one of these and you'll get a decent buzz from it, and then you can move on to you'll go on to something else. Like if you've seen the Pirate Water Instagram and their promotion, they show these people, you know, these raging parties that they have, and people are like drinking all this pirate water all over the place, like chugging them down, and it's like, I don't know, I don't see that really happening. That this is not something that I'm going to be sitting there all day chugging, especially in the summer on a hot day. You have one of them, you start off with it, and you go from there on to something else. It's not something that you can just drink through and say, I'm going to drink the whole variety of the four different flavors in one day. It's not going to end well. And not because of you being too wasted. I just think you're just gonna feel like garbage.
Yeah. There's so much sugar, your eyes are gonna swell up the next day.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the only way to drink more than one of these is like Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Yeah, yeah. Just pour them over and just you barely get any in your mouth. It's just all over the place.
Yeah.
Is it called pirate water because it hijacks your thirst? Like you think it's gonna be refreshing and then it like makes you even thirstier.
Yeah.
Shanghai.
Yeah. Yeah. Like something like this, you would have thought would have been more like a seltzer type. You name something pirate water.
Yeah.
I can see that being more of like a seltzer type drink, mm-hmm. not a malt beverage.
Because all of them have a great color to them when you pour them out. Like this is the same color as a margarita. You know, Carlin's is just a deep red.
Yeah. I'm sure my lips and tongue are going to be red as hell after this.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. Yeah. Well, Colin, if you need something to take the edge off after, can I interest you in some Malort to wash it down?
I did not watch that today.
Yeah.
First thing I get text this morning is like, that episode's up.
Yeah, if you haven't tuned in yet, if you check out episode number 99 of the Grocery Gamblers, you can listen along as we crack open and try out the legendary Malort for the first time to get our reactions after that, which was an interesting experience between the Malort and this other fine buckwheat.
The Malort is like stomach bile. Like after you've got like a stomach bug and you've been puking, like you've got nothing left in your stomach and it's just like bitter. That's what it tastes like. And that buckwheat whiskey is like lawnmower, like oil fuel mix.
Yeah.
It will 3-year-old stale gasoline.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. I mean, not that I go around drinking stale gasoline, but
no, but it's got some of the things
that we do drink here might be misconstrued for stale gasoline. So we can imagine what that would taste like if we drank it.
I did some grocery gambling myself this about a month ago. We've got a Salvage grocery here in town and we'll pop in there once a month or so and stuff on the shelves you've never seen anywhere. And it's usually because it's a Salvage grocery, it's damaged or just out of date stuff.
Yeah.
And they had some, it's in the other room. I would never thought it's an organic cough syrup. And it's, you know, reading the label on it in the store, it has just all natural ingredients. There's nothing in it that you couldn't find in the wild. And it was like 75 cents. And at the time, we were just getting over a nasty flu bug and had this horrendous cough that wouldn't go away. Mm-hmm. And that was the real freaking deal.
Wow.
No, so it was good. So it worked. It was
it worked great. Now,
there you go.
It was very earthy.
Yeah,
when you get a tablespoon of it, and it was for nighttime. Well, I actually looked it up on Amazon, and it was like $12, $13 a bottle. They had a daytime and a nighttime remedy. But what I had worked perfect. It slept all through the night and no issues. So grocery gambling worked.
There you go. See, sometimes you go on that route.
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, sometimes. on the other routes, you know, I mean, I've listened to some of the stuff that grocery gamblers have covered on there in, you know, plant-based pork. I mean,
yeah.
Some food, like the booze is one thing, because the booze, I mean, that's, you know what you're getting into. It's just discounted cheap. Which in most cases, the stuff you find should be discounted cheap. I mean, same thing, like these RuPaul drinks that we had on the last episode. I mean, these things here, I mean, when these things are retailing for $18 or whatever it was for a 4-pack of them, wow. You're like, who the hell is paying that? And then when Pete says, oh, well, I paid, you know, $5 for it. Okay, I understand that. That makes a lot more sense. Are they any good? No, not really.
No.
But the pirate water is, I think, better.
Yeah, I'd probably rather have a pirate water. At least pirate water has, like, I don't like the amount of sweetness, but I feel like if the sweetness wasn't there, it would be even worse.
Yeah, that's why I think you might. And I don't think I've done any over the ice. I think it might be the perfect way to cut it is with the ice, to just cut down on the sweetness a little bit. And I think we brought up too about possibly blending it and doing a slushy type drink with it, or mixing it with like an Italian ice, like what I did with the Steel Reserve I had when I had the Island Punch Steel Reserve. Mix that with some Italian ice in the blender. That's like the perfect combination. I gotta stock up on some more. I gotta find some more of that Steel Reserve to mix up that, because I did that for Super Bowl after we had talked about it on the podcast. And with summer around the corner, I need to find some more cans of that to stock up, because I'm like this is pretty freaking good.
Yeah,
I mean, you can get that right mix of that nice slushy drink, then you'll be happy. And you can take like the margarita one, mix that up, and actually make yourself a nice crushed margarita, and that might work out a lot better than just out of the can, like all these canned drinks. And Carlin, I know when we've gone through some of them, like the daiquiris, and you're just like, you drink it out of the can straight up, and you're just like, this is just flat and boring. It needs something extra to it.
Yeah.
But we're finishing off the pirate waters here this week, because as we touched on a few weeks back, or a month or two ago, I don't even know when it was at this point, Roadhouse and I, we've been doing a lot of recording recently. Yeah. For stuff, and so I don't know when these are coming out or when these things were in the past, so you never know.
Yeah.
But, and I brought up the story on one of the podcasts, and I said it was back in July when Pirate Water had their Party Pirate Starter Pack giveaway on Instagram. And it's, you know, one of those things, you know, like the post, tag a couple friends, and maybe you'll win the prize. So I said, all right, cool. And I did it. And a few days later, I get the DM on Instagram saying, hey, congratulations, you won the Party Pirate Starter Pack. Send us your address and we'll send it over to you. Okay, cool. I send him my address. You have to send your ID to prove that you're over 21. They're very strict about this. Don't want any underage people getting these beautiful party packs here. So I send that over.
Do you think they hire the same guys who stand out in front of bars and check your ID for those services? To verify. Like that's their side gig.
Hey, check this DM. Verify this guy's legit. Yeah. It's not a counterfeit to the fake ID. So okay, so I send that stuff. Then a couple days later, they're like, "Oh, we forgot to ask you for your your t-shirt size, send it over. Okay, send it over. And this is end of July. And okay, you know, waiting. Okay, it's summertime. Roadhouse and I, we had just done the first venture with Pirate Water. And then I think I did my second one. And so we're sitting here, we're waiting. You know, month goes by. I send a message. I say, hey, you know, waiting for this, you know, party pack. I hear nothing. Another few weeks go by. I'm like, I reach out again. I say, hey, where's the, any word on the Pirate Pack, matey? And then they reached out, I think, finally that time and said, oh, the intern who was assigned this didn't mark it down properly. Tell us which prize you won, and we'll get it out to you. So I say, okay, it's this one. And they say, okay, great. I hear nothing. We now hit the end of October, and I have Halloween decorations outside, and we had a bunch of skeletons that were dressed up like pirates. So I'm like, oh, this is perfect. The pack comes up. They'll have their box of goodies. It'll be beautiful. It'll be beautiful to see this nice Pirate Water pirate skeleton party pack. No word. At that point, I told Roadhouse, I'm like, I give up. I'm not going to even reach out anymore. Yeah. And then, lo and behold, it was the... When was it here? It was January 28th. I'm sitting upstairs. Somebody rings the doorbell, and the ring goes off. And I look at the thing, and it's the FedEx guy. And I'm like, okay, you know, he's probably just ringing the bell, dropping a box, leaving. But he's just standing there waiting. So I'm like, all right, let me go down, see what it is. So I open the door. He's like, hey, I have this package for you. I just need to verify you're over 21. What's your birthday? So I give him that. And I don't know if he couldn't do it properly. He's like, oh, do you have your license? I got to go upstairs, get the license. He comes in, he scans it. Okay, great. And I see the box. And at first I'm like, what the hell is this? And I see there's a little sticker here. It says fragile with a little wine glass on it. And on the label, it doesn't really say where it's from. So then I looked at it a little closer. I'm like, wait a second. This looks like a pirate box of treasure. And it's a nice box. I have to give them credit for this, for really going all out with this here. And then I cracked it open, and it had... You know, this stuff in it here. I had a sweatshirt, a bandana, even a t-shirt here, too. You know, with the thing here, and this nice guy on the back.
Badass.
Looking for me next drink, and it's some pretty high quality stuff. So I'll give him credit for that. This little bag here, which had the shirts in it, and then buried in the bottom. Buried in the bottom here is their little box here, which had sending all their four flavors. So it's really a nice little package. The presentation's great. They did a great job with it on that front. I mean, it taking 6 months to get here is one thing, but
maybe they lost their treasure map and they had buried it before they shipped it. So.
Yeah, you know, always looking for me next drink.
Aye.
On there, little.
So, I've seen the Barstool Sports logo everywhere on this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what the connection is? Have you covered that?
Not other than it. I guess it's just sponsored by them, or I guess it's just a partnership with them for it, because it's made by the same company that makes Four Loko. because I saw an interview with whoever the marketing person is from Four Loko, who said, oh yeah, we're creating this in a partnership with Barstool Sports and promoting it that way.
Yeah, because Pirates don't really have anything to do with sports except, you know, like the Raiders.
Yeah, Raiders, the Buccaneers.
The Buccaneers, yeah.
I'm just
wondering what the link is.
Yeah, I don't know. And the funny thing is too, they said, oh, what's your shirt size and everything? And I said, okay. I said, send an extra large, and they have a little sticker on the side here that says XL on here. And what did they send with the stuff is 2XL. I mean,
anticipate growth.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's like they've been watching me and saying, like, look at all the stuff this guy's drinking. We better get him a size up over here.
That's funny. Do you have pictures of your yard from Halloween? Because that was really good.
Oh yeah, I don't have it on here now, but yeah, that was that. And I even put the, because I had a couple of the empty cans out there, and I put them out trying to get a picture with it, because I was really trying to promote it. And we were really pushing it in the beginning with this Pirate Water. When we heard this was first coming out, we were like, okay, let's get on the train with it. But then we pretty much figured out that the three of us here are not the target market for the Pirate Water. If you look at their social media, it's all these college parties and these big ragers of these DJs throwing stuff, and the Pirate Water's flowing all over the place. So it's not really for us, but give the SS Bum Wine and the Pirate Water one final send off here, and crack them open.
Well, I might as well open up my second one.
Oh, okay.
See if this one is any better.
See how this one fares compared to the first one.
So this is a Sex on the Beach. You know, this one is less aggressively sugary. I think it's a little better.
There you go.
Okay. That's good. It's a little better. All right. We don't know for sure, but we think it is.
That's like got like a peach thing going on, but not too overpowering. It's okay.
Yeah, that's really the gist of these things, is that they're just okay. There's nothing that you're drinking and saying like, oh, this is terrible, I could never drink this. It's like, okay, it's decent enough. It's a little overpowering with the taste of it, but there's not too much that you can say I would never pick this up again. I mean, the price, I mean, how much did you pay for the cans of these?
Oh boy. Go check. I think they were like $3 or $4 each.
Really?
Okay, so it's a little pricey.
This is one I got left over when I first found them for the first time, and I bought a whole bunch of them. So that was what, last spring, something like that.
Yeah. And I'm on the Pirate Water website, and kind of the Carlin, what you were asking about, the Barstool kind of tie-in with it, is that they have the pictures of all the, you know, the Barstool, I guess, people or whatever, they're all drinking it on there. So I think it's just pretty much them using it as a promotional tool to say, hey, the people at Barstool like to drink this, so you should drink it too.
Right. So it's not like they came up with the flavors or they were involved in the creative process at all.
I highly doubt it.
It's like we're just hitching our wagons to each other.
Yeah. It's just pretty much saying, hey, we're creating this new drink. Right. Do you guys want to be a part of it? Yeah, sure. Why not?
Yeah. Speaking of 80s Billy Joel, it's Prestige Worldwide.
Yeah, it's right. Like,
it's beverages. It's reality TV. Yeah. It's
Well, let me look at the sports on their website about Pirate Water. At Pirate Water, we embody the adventurous spirit of the pirate, inspired by the fun, rebellious personality of Barstool Sports. We offer a ready-to-drink cocktail perfect for any party. Jump on the pirate ship with us as we seek new horizons, embrace being fearless, and live daringly. So hoist the sails, grab your treasure map, and set sail with Pirate Water for your next great adventure. So
that's fear it. Is day.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking. I mean, that's
I don't see myself tonight. I tied one on pretty good last night, and it's been all day getting over it. That's why I said you have to remind me. Send me a text to remind me that what day we're recording.
Yeah. You can't keep up over there with the...
No, we have been recording a lot lately.
Recordings, yes. And the next time that everybody should see us on the podcast, how things are lining up, will be for the official reveal of the 2024 BumWineBob.com Battle of the Booze Tournament bracket. We are currently finalizing the brackets to see what fine beverages will be making their way into this year's tournament. You know, it's the yearly adventure of the brackets of who will be crowned, the champion. And also what we said, and Carlin, you can see this here for the first time, that on our last episode we recorded, I found out something that was a little shocking that I didn't know about a new beverage that is out apparently in select markets. It's this new MD 2020 Spiked. And I, from what I gathered, I can't get too much on it right now. And if I zoomed in on it, from what it looked like to me, it said that it was 20%.
It looks like trouble. Now,
and I think from what it says, it's a hard, like a hard iced tea or a sweet tea flavor. And yeah. I was trying to zoom in on it before, and I'm pretty sure, because they don't really tell you, and there's really nothing on the website yet. There's nothing out. They haven't even promoted it yet, at least as of today. And I could have sworn it says that it's 20%. When I took the picture, I was trying to zoom in on it to see, and it looked pretty close. It said alcohol 20% by volume. So that's quite a bit above the regular MD 2020s at 13%. So it's only in select markets, as they say. So if anybody who's listening has found it, let us know. Because Roadhouse says he saw my face when I brought it up when we had Dimples and the Beard on the podcast. And we were going through some MD 2020, and I went on the website, and I was like, whoa. I'm like, what is this? When I saw this thing, it said new MD 2020 Spike. I was like, I had no idea this existed. I was like,
because like, even when they were doing the MD 2020 Gold limited edition, they had teasers leading up to it.
Yeah.
And their lead up to the release of that was pretty good, because the anticipation, pretty much figured out what it was going to be. And then it's supposed to be limited edition, but it went over so well. Now it's Golden Pineapple. But that shit's good.
Yeah, that is one of the best flavors of MD 2020 out there. So we'll see if we can find this new one that's in select markets, which they don't say. It doesn't even say anything on the site of really what it is. It just says new flavor.
Okay, yeah.
Well, what is it? What help us out here? Because I go to here. Okay, click on the bottles. It says here MD 2020 Spiked. Sweet taste, smooth finish, hard bite. available in 750 milliliters, only available in select markets. Which ones? I don't know. They yeah. don't tell us this. We don't know. You just, as always, we say, you got to get out, get searching. You never know. You walk into that store, you could see that bottle sitting right there on the shelf.
That was good. I forgot. I actually had on my YouTube channel where I found the gold and did that review. I forgot mm-hmm. about that.
Yeah. How can you forget that? That's one of the...
that was 4 years ago.
Yeah, I know. See, four years later, they're back here with a new flavor, finally.
Yeah. We've done a lot of recording since then. I lose a little bit every time. You know that, don't you?
Yeah. Say, a few of those brain cells every time. Just like, hey, what are we doing today? Oh, okay. Okay.
Well, you made that post the other day and said that's Joe Biden is me by the time we end our podcast.
Yeah, with the front of the Four Locos saying, like, what is he saying? I don't know. I'm like, this is how Roadhouse sounds at the end of a podcast after Four Loko, when it's like trying to say, what did he say? I don't know.
You know,
I've got a Mad Dog question for you guys. Would you like it if Mad Dog came in a can?
It did.
Because they've got kind of the iconic plastic flask, like the large flask shape going on.
Yeah, well, they did, and they still do. I still have some. They did release, and I don't know if they're actually still out anymore. Roadhouse, have you seen any of the cans in your travels anymore? Because they
good couple years since I've seen it.
Yeah, like here they did release a few years ago the spiked punch in cans, and this guy here, which I'm pulling in here now. And I do have a couple of these cans left when I bought them, because as always, I got to keep a hold of them just in case. And that was these guys here. So they did have the cans here of MD 2020, which were decent enough. I mean, it's a carbonated. I mean, very very similar to something. Like this, but I mean, it's hard to beat the original. I mean, that's I'm knocking shit over here. And I mean, you try to beat, you know, these guys here and like the original. I mean, this is.
Oh, it's the glass. You know,
this is the glass. Yeah. I mean, this is.
Is that still more gold? Is that the limited edition bottle?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Still got juice in it.
Yeah. This one, because I bought a couple of them and I held on to one that I didn't open. This might be worth money someday, people. You stay tuned. You wait. This gold is going to be...
For what it is and what it's worth, it's worth just having the empty
bottle. I was going to say, well, then you have the other one, the what it turned into, the golden pineapple here, which that one, as you can see, that only has a little bit left over here. So you gotta hold on to this stuff. You never know when you might need it.
I don't know how you do it.
Some former Bob, who is now a billionaire, is gonna buy that bottle off of you someday. He's a collector.
That's what it's here for. I am accepting offers on it. If you would like that, let me know. Come on down.
Yeah.
And let's make a deal. All right. Come on over here.
You can trade it for Bitcoin.
Hey, whatever it takes, whatever we got to do, you let us know. If it's going to take, if it's going to get us on that train to the next level here on the podcast, well, we'll take it. We'll take it with us. We'll bring it along. And as we were saying before, coming up soon is the 2024 Battle of the Booze Tournament, which a lot of people look forward to every year. To see, which means it's the springtime season is around the corner, and it's really like the unofficial kickoff to it there. So So stay tuned for that, the official bracket reveal, which we will go into probably with a live episode. And we will also be naming the winner of the Bumwine Bob koozie giveaway that is still live out there on Instagram. If you check out the pin post on the Bumwine Bob Instagram page, you will see the lineup of koozies, some Four Loko stickers. All you got to do is like it, tag some friends in it, spread the word, and you could be a winner. Free stuff. Who doesn't love free stuff? We all love free stuff. Free stuff, cheap stuff. We're always looking for that best deal when it comes to that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I knocked over. I had it right here, and I knocked everything over before to say, here's the bag of goodies that you get over here. It's now on the floor, but I'll probably hurt myself if I try to.
Yeah. You've gone through your almost entire inventory right here today.
I know. It's a lot to.
It's like you have so much stuff within a hand's reach.
Yeah. Well, I leave all this stuff here, and it's not too bad. I have this, you know, beer here. I got my Keystone Light.
Yeah.
There. I got leftover stuff here from the other night. I got my glass here. I got my Bourbon Bob whiskey over here. Which I took that the other night. I did it after we were recording.
Yeah.
I did mix that up with some Coke, some Coca-Cola, and it was pretty good.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, not, okay. I had to make sure. if you listen to that, there was a comment in that episode about some eight balls, and there was some confusion of if we were either playing pool
or
doing some other activities. So I had to make sure that we preface it the right way and don't get any bad ideas over here, okay?
Of course.
Yeah. But
you did put a pretty good hurting on that quarter horse. You've done pretty good on it.
I'm working on it. It's getting down there. I mean, it's not too much. I mean, it's not down that far, but
for Bourbon Bob, few times pretty good.
That's it. Hey, you Roadhouse, you brought out the Bourbon Bob to expand the horizons of it and searching for that.
You know, once Battle of the Booze happens, bourbon season's kind of over for me. And then they rotate into full-on summer drinking. The lighter beers, the pounding beers, not much. Yeah, the heavy
beers.
Yeah.
Dad beers.
Yeah. Yep.
That's the season because, you know, the sun's up a whole lot longer. I like to drink all day long.
Hey, you can't drink all day unless you start in the morning. I was talking somebody on the Twitter X, whatever you want to call it, these days. One of the people I follow, I totally forget his name, and he was so pumped up for the Daytona 500, and he was like on Saturday he posted, he's like, I know it's going to be rained out this Sunday, but I don't care. I'm going to still start drinking at 10 a.m. all day. And then I'm going to do it again on Monday because it's a holiday and I can drink all day then and then enjoy the race. And I told him, no, I said, hey, man, you can't drink all day unless you start in the morning. He's like, I like how you think. He's like, that's perfect. I said, yeah, go for it, man. Do it. Do it up.
Years back, my friends and I would always get together for the 24 hours of Le Mans.
Mm-hmm.
And leading up to that, we'd go to the store and we'd buy crazy thick cuts of like ribeyes, or we cooked one big meal at the start of the race and then just drank and tried to stay up all night long and watch the whole race. You know, I never made it, but. You know, wake up in the morning, it's still going on.
Yeah, it's all right. You missed a little piece in between, but you're good. Especially after eating and drinking whatever amount, you're not. Well, I don't know. It's a trade-off because sometimes you can do that and you can stay up for the long haul. As as you told me you did a few weeks back, you were having a long night of drinking over there when you were still up at 5 a.m.
Yeah. And that's when we realized what time it was and forced it. We just said, that's enough. We got to stop. If we never looked at the clock, we would have looked out and seen the sun coming up.
Yeah.
That's how much of a good time we were having. It was crazy. That was like a week long recovery on that one.
Yeah.
Normally I don't like that, but you know, when you do like almost a 14 hour bender like that,
it takes a lot to get back on track.
I'm not a spring chicken anymore.
To get back to normal life.
I'm conditioned, but I'm not marathon conditioned.
No. You're good. You're good in spurts.
Yes.
And yeah, but not the long haul of it there. You want to take a couple hours to really focus on your drinking and get your night done that way. That works perfectly, but that whole long run doesn't work out like that.
I'm a sprinter drinker now, not a marathon drinker.
Roadhouse, I mentioned you recently. Pete just had his first child just a few days ago. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he texted me and Sean, our other co-host at the Grocery Gamblers. He's like, where do I get a drink in this place? Meaning the hospital. And I was like, if Roadhouse taught me one thing, it's you got to bring your own.
Yeah.
Always.
Hey, this Malort would fit right in perfectly. Oh. Nobody would be the wiser for it.
I can't wait to not try that.
Tastes like medicine, that's for sure.
Ugh. Yeah. I still got, enough left here for a rainy day to do it again.
Native to Chicago.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's popular there. I don't know where it's from originally.
Yeah, I guess it says the Carl Jepsen Company, Chicago, USA. Yeah.
It's a tradition around there.
Yeah.
You know, I do know that much, and there's
some...
I might make it back to Chicago someday, and if I do, I know about it now.
Yeah, I think from what Pete said, he said now it's become so widespread that you can order it, I guess, from their website to have it delivered to you. And it's in a bunch of different areas, like Matt Slayer, who joined us on the 300th episode. He's a big, I don't want to say a Malort connoisseur, but he always has his guests on his podcast because he does them all usually in person, and he's out in L.A. and he always makes sure to have them try that to see it. And he has on all these adult industry porn stars, stuff like that, and he puts that behind the paywall on his Patreon to see those Malort reactions. It's took on like a life of its own with just the reactions that people have to it, because as we can attest to, it's not that it burns or it's just the taste of it.
It's just like one of the most bitter things you've ever tasted.
Yeah, and the taste lingers with you, and I literally I woke up the next day and could still taste it. Even after doing that between the drinks we had, the Malort, that buckwheat, and I woke up the next day and I can still taste that Malort there. So if you're drinking that, which people say like use that as like your last drink of the night, because it's going to screw up your taste buds.
Yeah,
anything else you taste, you're going to have a hint of that Malort with it, which could be good or bad. Because we said we had that, and then I think Carl, even you were sipping on some of those drinks we had. And you're like, after the Malort, this actually tastes better. some of the drinks we had. So it's hit and miss. Yeah,
you need a chaser with the Malort.
Yeah, it's like, but it will linger with you, so you want to drink it and have stuff to drink after, and probably eating something after would probably help to get rid of that taste. But yeah, wake up that next day, I'm like, and I told these guys in our chat, I was like, yeah, I still taste that the next day.
It reminds me of that Zatarain's rice. That sticks with you for about a week. Burp 4 days later and still taste that same rice.
Yeah. It's just some of those things. It just lingers. It just keeps going and going. It's like, okay.
Kills all your gut bacteria and takes over.
I wonder if it's just like really meant to make you want to stop drinking. It's just like, okay, the night's over. My taste buds.
It's not even too much. I mean, like I said, it's the last thing you do. I mean, it's 35%, is 70 proof, so it's not, you know, too bad on the.
No, it's no slouch.
But it's like in the middle for a lot of things. It's like, but it's just the taste of it that really gets you.
Yeah,
with it.
I can't wait.
Don't worry. Well, soon enough, we'll do it. We'll do it soon enough. Don't worry.
Maybe we'll make it part of the Bum Wine Olympics.
No. Well, you got to do a Malort shot in between events. Be like, oh.
Or it's about keeping it in your mouth and swishing it around as long as you can.
Who can do the most? Who can do the most jump ropes with the Malort just sitting there?
Seconds.
You got it.
30-second jump rope session.
Yeah. So, Carl, what's your overall thoughts on the Pyro?
So
you cracked open two of them. So
yeah, and I drank all of it. So I'm a little fucked up. The Miami Vice is not very good. It's a little too sweet. There's too much going on. The Sex on the Beach, I think this was fine. This was okay. The Sex on the Beach, I think it's like a peach and maybe orange flavor. It's not too sweet. It tastes like actual fruit, which is good. And
plus,
I imagine this stuff is meant to be like you're on a boat in the sun all day and you need something to drink. You don't want something that's too heavy or syrupy. Sex on the Beach is fine.
There you go. That's what Carlin gives it. The Sex on the Beach gets his Roadhouse. What did you think of the margarita?
The margarita to me is the best of the four. If I would have thought about it, I would have put a glass full of ice in here. It took a couple of drinks out of the can and poured it on over it and enjoyed it that way. But I'm not in no big hurry to go out and stock back up on it.
Get some more. get some more and say, like, okay, what are we doing now? Yeah.
You know, maybe when it's, you know, pool season, it's 80, 90 degrees outside. You know, it's a different atmosphere.
I think maybe the blending, doing something with some ice and maybe doing some slushy type drinks, maybe adding a little something extra to it.
Which I think with the day of drinking light beers, you know, it's a good way to break up,
Yeah, you have a couple beer. Yeah, you have a couple beers. You mix up something like this.
Yeah.
Then go back to the beers. Yeah, then go back to the beers after. I mean, I have to say, the Bahama Mama here, not bad. I enjoyed it for the most part. It did have a nice fruity taste to it, which was good. Yeah, like I said, as we said, it's a little sweet, but definitely drinkable. And at that 10%, it's at a nice level of buzz it gets you.
Yeah, it's a good, you know, maybe it's worth revisiting come summertime for me.
Yeah, we'll see.
I'm not going to totally knock it out or exit out, but
they redeemed. We were upset without getting this party pirate starter pack, but they sent it back. So we said, okay, we'll revisit it. We'll give it a shot again. I have one more can of the ones I had originally here. You saw I got four more cans that they sent in this box. So we can mix and match and work up some concoctions for the springtime, summertime season. So stay tuned for that. You never know what might show up here on Bone with Bobcat. And for Carlin, I mean, I know that the grocery gamblers are kind of winding down for the time being, but you know, you're always welcome here with us to enjoy some random ass drinks, as we call it. But
it was fun, and you know, the whole premise of our podcast was to try weird new things. So I'm always down to try something. You know, this isn't like too experimental, I'd say. This is like
it's pretty tame for the most part. Yeah. It was just kind of one of the things where I was like, well, we had Pete on to do the pirate water before. We're doing it again. It's like, well, let's get Carlin on here to revisit it again. But
I appreciate it. This is like Bartles and James in a can, I feel like.
Yeah, absolutely.
They bumped up the alcohol a little bit in it. But yeah, exactly. Pretty much similar. But hey, there's still a whole archive of grocery gamblers to keep up with. And you never know. While it's the, you know, quote unquote unofficial podcast break, you know, for the time being, you never know when you guys might show up again. Right. Yeah. I mean,
I feel like we're less trying to find excuses to make an episode, and more like if something comes up and we can all make it work out, we'll put something out there.
Yeah, exactly. Like you guys all find the new spiked MD 2020. You find it. One of you guys finds it. You say, all right, screw it. We got to do an episode with this. That perfect thing. If that perfect item screams out to you at the grocery outlet, then you know it's time to gather the crew along in.
I feel like partly I feel like we're in a period where there's not as much experimentation. Like 5 years ago, I feel like there was new shit all the time. There's like keto was like really big, and like people were on all sorts of weird diets, and now it's just like the same shit as 5 years ago, just like filtered out.
Yeah, and we see the same thing here too with drinks.
Yeah, we just talked about.
We're like, okay, what else is out there that we can try that's different? You go into the store, you see the same stuff over and over again, so you're just wondering, okay, where's something new, something different to try out? So when you find it, that's when you know, okay, this is the one we need to do, is this guy here. So, hey, you keep your eyes open. You keep searching that bottom shelf. You never know what might show up here. So
exactly.
Yeah, so, I need something new to show up. I'm getting really bad about mixing all the old stuff together and coming up with something different. Yeah. And it's really fucking me up. Like the Hulk.
So, Carlin, tell everybody where they can find the grocery gamblers and all the archives out there. And if they haven't listened yet to episode 99, where we cracked open the Malort and some other fine beverages.
Yeah, so the grocery gamblers were on all your major podcast platforms. On Instagram, we're grocery gamblers pod, I want to say. I'm really not prepared for plugging the socials, but you look up Grocery Gamblers Pod, you'll find us.
You'll find.
And you know, it's like grocery outlet, it's a regional chain. It's mostly our focus, but not exclusively, but just like any weird food trends that didn't make it, that you know, all the grocery stores were like, oh shit, now we're stuck with all this keto bullshit. Grocery outlet, and then we try it, and you know, we say, did this deserve to die, or did people just not want to give it a chance? You know,
right. So. Well, I'm glad I got to finally sit down with you and and do some talking.
Oh, but, yeah. Because last time it was...
Besides the jam-packed 300 episode.
Yeah.
There, which was a great time. We all say that we had a lot of fun for the you know 3.5 hours of podcast with, you know, 9 people trying to get a word in. And which Roadhouse and I still say to this day, we're like it went fairly well. No technical difficulties, no real issues with anything. It was like amazing how smooth
that went
off. So
yeah.
But to be here and now you can really sit here face to face and not have to already fight with
people talking about it. It was like a real drunken party where there were multiple conversations going on.
Exactly. You got people trying to moderate it, and you had like effort in there trying to get everybody on the same page and ask questions, and people over here are talking, you know, so getting up, going to the bathroom. You had Matt Slayer with his random ass background going on with fires and people probably getting shot in the background.
That was badass.
But it was fun. But Carlin, man, always good to chat with you. Good to see you have some drinks. We will definitely be doing it again. We'll get out there searching. You look too. You come across something that piques your interest, and let us know, we will crack it open here as we finish off the pirate water here today. And what's next is the Battle of the Booze. Coming up next, as we're going to kick that off there, bigger, badder, and better. So stay tuned for the official bracket reveal podcast. And as we said before, if you haven't checked out the giveaway post on the Bum Wine Bob Instagram, you can have your chance to win some brown bag koozies, some Four Loko stickers.
Yeah.
And I guess, Colin, you say you I sent some Four Loko stickers your way, and you're proudly supporting those.
Yeah, on my work laptop. On the laptop that belongs to my company, I put a Four Loko sticker.
Which one was it? Was it just a regular? It wasn't like was it the Four Loko fleshlight sticker?
No, it's not the fleshlight. It was just like a hand grabbing and crushing a can.
Yeah.
it makes my laptop stand out because they give us stickers for a company, and it's like if I put the company provided stickers on my laptop, it'll look just like everyone else's. So it doesn't really help.
Be different. Loko. Bear to be bold. Be different.
Yeah,
that's what we do here. So hey, Carlin. Good chatting with you. Good seeing you as always.
Oh yeah.
Roadhouse. Anything else you want to say before we sign off here?
I'm just gonna say, stay tuned for the Battle of the Booze, the best time of the year.
Yeah, it's big time, baby. That's the spring kickoff as we get ready to battle them out. The 2024 BumWineBob.com Battle of the Booze tournament. And I'll hear, and before we wrap things up here, I'll get my eye patch back on here, and there you go. See, I'll go full here, get that there, that pirate water right there. So be sure to check it out. You see the website right there, bumwinebob.com. check it out, tell your friends. The best of the worst in cheap booze is on Bum with Bobcat on Premier Podcast Network on the Bum Wine Bob YouTube channel. And until next time, cheers.
Cheers.
Arr. Motherfucker.
I need a beer.